K99.1 FM, 7:30, second date update.
All right, listen up.
This is Lance.
Lance, how you doing today?
I'm pretty good. I mean, I could be a little bit better, but, you know, I'm pretty good.
Well, what's the matter? Tell Aunt Nancy and Uncle Fry Guy about it.
Well, you know, I asked this girl out, right? And she's super sweet. Her name is Stephanie, and I was just going to buy some plants for my garden, doing some landscaping at my house, and you know, I asked her out because she's really cute, and besides, you know, I mean, she when I saw her pick up bag of fertilizer, I thought she could put up with a little bit of that much crap in a day. I figured she could put up a little bit of mine, you know.
Nice.
So I asked her out, and she turned me down two times already, and then I asked her out a third time because I'm persistent.
I guess I'm
a stalker,
right?
Well, I asked her, and then she went out with me. She said yes, and so
yay, all right,
yeah,
success.
Yeah, yeah, I was real happy about that, and so I picked her up after work, we went down to the green and ate a Brio, you know, a place that's, you know, a step above Olive Garden, you know, you get some little fancy for first date, and it went fantastic. I mean, we talked about everything. I mean, we're close to the same age and everything, and we both have a green thumb, and you know, it went really well until close to the end of the date. But I don't want to get into that unless she brings it up.
Uh-oh.
Yeah, and so I'm hoping to get another date with her, you know, but, you know, hopefully you guys can help me out.
Well, let's see what happens.
All right, what we'll do is we'll stick you on hold. We're going to grab her number. Did you say her name? I didn't catch her name.
Stephanie.
Yeah.
Stephanie. All right, so we'll call Stephanie, and if she picks up, we'll have her on the air. We'll find out what the haps are with her in about 8 to 10 minutes for you.
All right, cool.
It's the K99.1 FM, 7:30, second date update.
What's happening?
Lance, I got to ask you, are you good plant stuff? I need some help with my gardening.
I don't have a green thumb at all.
No.
I'm pretty good about it.
Are you?
I mean, it's,
let's find out what happens. The phone's ringing, buddy.
Oh, okay.
Hold
okay.
on. Phone's ringing.
We'll talk later, Lance.
Hey, be real quiet, okay?
Mm-hmm. Okay. Hello?
Stephanie?
Hi.
Hi, it's Nancy and Fry Guy from K99.1 FM, The Breakfast Club.
Hi, how are you? Can I actually give you a call back? I'm at work right now.
Well, to be honest with you, we're calling on behalf of a friend of yours, and we kind of need to talk now, if that's okay, if you have a second.
Okay, hold on, give me a second.
Okay.
We do need a little elevator music to play here.
I know.
Okay. Hi, yeah, what's up?
Well, there's a friend of yours that called us, right, Fry?
Yeah, Stephanie, we actually got to talk to somebody named Lance. Did he maybe met you at your place of employment?
Oh, yes.
Yeah, well, he kind of liked you.
Kind of liked him, too. Like, yeah.
What's going on? He said he hasn't really heard back from you, being able to get back in touch with you, and he'd like to see you again.
Yeah, he sounds like he was persistent, girl. Three times?
Yeah, he actually was persistent. I mean, I have a ton of trust issues with guys, and finally agreed to go on a date with him. It was actually going really great, and I was starting to really like him until he picked up a hitchhiker. And I mean, I'm not really used to this, but this guy just was too close to me. We were driving. He tried to, like, grab my leg. And then worst of all, he peed on the seat. Like this guy looks like a hobo.
Who peed? The hitchhiker?
Did you just say hobo, Steph? You said hobo?
Yeah. He looked like a hobo.
Yeah. Where'd you guys find him? Where'd this happen?
Well, we were on our date, and then I don't know what Lance was thinking. He just, like, picked him up off the street, like, and, I mean, we gave him some money, and then all of a sudden he wanted a ride, and then next thing you know, he's, like, grabbing my leg, and I'm like, I just wanted to go home. I was just, and then the guy started talking about guns, and then
that's reassuring.
Lance had a gun or something, and I just wanted to get out of there, and it was a really, really extremely painful experience, and I just really was scared.
You sound,
I don't know what Lance was thinking.
You sound freaked out right now. I got to ask you, what kind of car does he have, and where you were sitting by the guy? What was going on?
It was like a truck, and it was basically, we were all sitting in the front seat. Like,
she was doing the lead.
Well, that's cute.
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah, no, it's, Yeah, no. I don't know what Lance was thinking. Like, I can't. I need a guy that's more, you know, with it.
It was a really stupid thing for me to do that, Stephanie. I'm really sorry about that.
Stephanie, hey, hold on, just say, Lance.
Guess
you,
who?
You know who that is, don't you?
Yeah.
Yeah, he's been listening to you. He just wanted to hear what you had to say.
He likes you.
But why would you go and pick up a hitchhiker on our date? Like, what were you thinking?
I was just trying to impress you. I just wanted, you know, to be, I mean, because, you know, turn me down a couple of times. I want to be the nicest guy possible, you know.
He's helping a guy out.
And, yeah.
I got to ask Stephanie, why'd you call him a hobo? What made you call him that? He could have just been like a college student or something. What made you call him that?
No, he looked like a homeless person. Hair was real dirty, and he looked like he hadn't taken a shower in a couple weeks. I mean, I'm all for helping people out, but like, he peed on the seat.
Was he drunk? I mean, why? How do you pee on the seat?
I mean, he must have been drunk. I did smell whiskey on him.
Maybe he was cold, trying to warm up.
Yeah, like Dumb and Dumber.
What were you thinking, Lance? Come on.
I mean, I just figured, you know, my mama raised me right, so, and, you know, help people out and stuff, and you know, I wanted to, you know, be a big shot, you know, helping a guy out to, you know, walk a mile in his shoes, whatever. But you remember when we was growing up, there's you know, everybody wore those bracelets with WWJD,
yeah,
or whatever, you know, what would Jesus do? Well, you know, I thought, you know, Jesus hung out with the homeless people, whatever, you know, and you know, he, and you know, you never know who's an angel, you know.
True.
The thing is, Lance, you have a truck, you know, Jesus probably would have let him sit in the bed of the truck. He didn't have to be up front.
Well, it was kind of full with all the stuff that I bought at the garden center. I mean, I just wanted to help him out, and you know, Stephanie, I'm really sorry. I don't even own a gun. All right, I told the guy that I own the gun when he started talking about guns, and I said, I got a gun too, and I was trying to, you know, scare him off.
I was gonna say, did freak you out a little bit or what?
That freaked me out. I did not want to date a guy that owns a gun. I'm not about that.
You're stuck in the middle, girl.
In the middle with guys that own guns, like, come on.
I do not own a gun. I mean, I just said that to try and scare them off. All right, I don't like guns myself. I ain't even never fired one off. I mean, I'm more of a fishing guy than a hunting guy, to tell you the truth. But you know, I was just trying to, you know, try and make up for what I was doing, or what I did. You know, I tried to get him to his place as quick as we could, but he didn't know where he was going. And he said we was taking him to his brother's house, but I mean, he didn't know, he didn't remember where it was, or I just ended up just dropping him off someplace, you know. I mean, no worse off than he was.
Here's something that Fry and I are authorized to offer you guys: a chance at a second date with each other, a limo, pee free limo.
Yeah, hopefully.
And dinner, and wherever you guys want to go, because it sounds like the basics are there. It's just you shouldn't pick up people.
He was just trying to impress you.
Yeah, trying to help a brother out.
Yeah.
I guess that's understandable.
So is that a yes?
Oh, that's good.
That's good. Come on, Lance, work it.
Yeah. I promise I will never ever pick up another hitchhiker, and you know, we'll try and steer clear of them, and I will never put you in that sort of position again between two guys who might own guns.
Okay. How about it, Steph?
Okay, sounds good. I'll give you another chance, Lance.
All right.
Yay! We're going to call you Second Chance Lance on the second date.
All right. I'll take it. Thank you very much, Stephanie. And thank you guys. Nancy Fry, thank you so much.
Of course, we try,
thank
buddy.
Thank you so much.